Welcome into Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. I'm Mark Elliott, joined by Joel Johnson. And Johnson Brunetti has been guiding folks just like you since 2003, right? Can I retire? Well, Joel, when can I retire? Do I have enough? And that's kind of where we really think about it. Do we have enough to be able to retire? And will we be okay for the next 20, 30 plus years of our lives? Everybody's situation is unique. And that's how when Joel and the team sit down with folks and walk them through the Johnson Brunetti Money Map Retirement Review, it's about income. It's about investments, taxes, health care, long-term care, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare. There's a lot of decisions to be made. If you would like to talk with the team at Johnson Brunetti about questions or concerns you may have, hey, I think I've got enough. I think I'm going to retire. Why not find out? Give yourself some clarity into your retirement picture by talking with the team at Johnson Brunetti. It's 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. There is no cost to you. 800-705-1232. Joel, I thought we'd talk today about taxes. Everybody loves taxes, don't they?
People love taxes. People want to pay taxes. They want to pay more. and that's what we're hearing all the time, day in and day out.
Yes.
Obviously, that's not the case. One of the things, one of the bigger concerns retirees have is that, they want to make sure they're not paying enough in taxes. They want to make sure they have enough income. They're not going to run out of money. They want to make sure their investments, they've got a degree of investments that are safe, that aren't subject to the stock market roller coaster out there. But then they want to make sure they are not paying more than they need to in taxes, because they realize every dollar you pay in taxes, you never get that back. It's just gone. There's no rate of return on that.
Yeah, so let's talk a couple different ways here, because I think number one, the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the Trump tax law, if you want to look at it that way, ends in 2025. And in 2026, we go back to the 2017 rates. At least that's the way it's set up. This might be the lowest tax environment that we will see for the rest of our lives. That's one. And then two is the old adage that, well, when you retire, your taxes go down. That may not exactly be true. So I'm going to get Joel's take on that. First, let's talk about the tax laws where they are right now. And I mean, somebody could go from the 12% bracket to 24% bracket in 2026. I mean, it's not inconceivable, because you get to the dollar amounts lower to get to the different brackets, 10, 12, 15, 24, 28, all that. I mean, it's going to be a different world, I would think, for taxes that we think we're paying a lot now. It's going to get much worse, I would think.
Well, and not only that, but just think about inflation over the last, since 2017. So since those tax cuts went through, since 2017, especially with what happened with COVID and the government programs that were introduced during COVID, and the last 2 years of inflation, I mean, it's, you need more money to live on. You need to be taking more money out of your retirement accounts or getting more income to live on. So not only do those tax rates, and you use the example of the 12% bracket possibly going to 24, go up, but you're almost guaranteed to be in a higher tax bracket because you're just taking more income. And so this is going to be a real double whammy for a lot of people if this law sunsets, which it is, it's written to sunset, and it's written to sunset at the end of 25. And since 26, you've got this big tax time bomb for a lot of people. Also, the older people get, the more issues they have with required minimum distributions and, having to take extra money out to cover healthcare expenses, non-deductible expenses and things like that. So you've got to watch out for this. We've seen so many people in the past, even before this tax law got passed, but in the past, just, they blindly go through retirement and then they hit this brick wall of taxes and you can't back up from it. Once you hit, because usually they're triggered by certain ages, right, Mark? 70 and a half, it used to be,
right.
Now it's 73. You hit that wall and all of a sudden you lose control over planning that you had many more options if you just would have, taken care of it earlier. And so now is earlier, right now. Now is when people want to do this tax planning, not waiting until you lose options and lose control.
And with the tax law, the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act sunsetting at the end of 2025, I would think if you're 60 years of age or you're 65 and you're because really I'm 64, Joel, and my actually our RMD age will be 75, because that changes in 2033 from 73 to 75. They keep moving the numbers on us all over the place. So, But then typically that means I have 11 years really to put myself in a better position tax wise as it pertains to required minimum distributions, because my age will be 75. Today it's 73, and that's that's something that you help guide people through, because not everybody, I suppose, should do a Roth, taking your traditional 401k or IRA and moving it into the tax-free world, paying taxes now when we think taxes are much lower than they're going to be. But we also, there's a lot of the factors, I think, involved in that. How do you determine if somebody should think or at least look into the Roth conversion world?
Well, there's a few issues, and let me just use an example of myself. When the tax cuts went through, I converted, and I have an old pension plan I might convert over to an IRA just so I can convert it to a Roth. And let me tell you what my thinking was there. Number one, I may or may not be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. I may be in a higher tax bracket in retirement. I don't know. I just don't know what my tax bracket's going to be in retirement. And quite frankly, I don't even plan to retire anytime. I love what I do. However, I do like the ability of control. I like the idea of sitting back one day and saying, you know what, I want to take $100,000 out of an account, and I've got an account over here that's a brokerage account where I can sell some stocks and mutual funds and trigger some taxes that way and take out $100,000. I've got an IRA, and I can take money out of that, but that's taxable income. Or I've got a Roth IRA over here because I converted a while back. I've got a Roth IRA. I can take $100,000 out of that, and it's completely tax-free. And I've got those options. I've got options on what type of accounts to leave to my kids. So it's not just about taxes. It's about having options in the future. So that's one of the big reasons I converted to a Roth. Other people should think about the fact, and you hit the nail on the head, Mark, there's this fallacy that we're going to be in a lower tax bracket when we retire. And that is not the case. And it's certainly not the case now when people that have listened to this, that listen to this radio show are good savers, and they tend to have a little bit more than they need to have for retirement, which means when they get to that required minimum distribution age and money is forced out of those accounts, that's all taxable income. Do you want to take control of that? Do you want to do a Roth conversion so you slow down the growth on that tax liability in the future? So there's a couple factors that go into Roth conversion. For me, it was about control and having lots of options. Other folks, it's about that tax arbitrage. Am I going to be in a higher tax bracket or a lower tax bracket? Am I sure I'm going to be in a lower tax bracket? We just don't know. And so having options is huge. That was huge for Wendy and I to do some of these conversions. But also a lot of folks, they ought to just take control and remove the control that the IRS has. Because you don't know, the IRS could have, all of a sudden, they could have different rates on retirement assets than they do on ordinary income. That could be a change they make. So considering a Roth conversion, now is the time. We've got 2024 here. We've got 2025 next year. You've got to get out in front of this tax planning issue. Don't wait until you have to do something at the last minute or it's too late and you're bound by some rule because of your age.
And the team at Johnson Brunetti has information on taxes just for you. And the question you might pose is, are you paying too much in taxes? We all have that question. All you have to do is text the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S, taxes, to 800-705-1232. And the team at Johnson Brunetti will send you that white paper, if you will, that information sheet on taxes. Are you paying too much in taxes? Text the word taxes to 800-705-1232. There's no cost to you. There's no obligations for your information. And then maybe once you get all that information, you might go, I got some questions. I better call the team at Johnson Brunetti. Same number, 800-705-1232. And, you know, it is really kind of ironic to a degree. Think about it, Joel. When we think about, boy, we're paying, I mean, we're in the lowest tax brackets we'll probably ever see for the rest of our lives. But I always feel like, holy cow, I'm paying a lot in taxes. I guess I'm really not, because it's the lowest tax bracket I'll ever see in my life. But with our nation's debt, the U.S. debt clock, you'd go to usdebtclock.org. We're $34 trillion in debt as a nation. They've got to get the money somewhere, and they can come up with a lot of different ways to do so. It's not just our taxes, I guess. There's other ways, other things they can tax. How do you look at that? Is that another reason taxes got to go up?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we are not in the habit of breaking promises to our retirees. And the two huge parts of that national debt right now and in the future are going to go towards entitlements, primarily Medicare and Social Security. And also, they're going to go to interest on the debt, which is why, by the way, these interest rates that have gone up over the last couple of years are a big, big problem. And the money's got to come from somewhere. I mean, I just don't think that, I do not believe, and I'm 61 years old right now, but I do not believe that they're going to take away my Social Security. I just don't believe that. The older people vote way more than younger people. Politicians aren't idiots. I don't think they're going to do that. They're going to keep those promises. Now, they might change. You know, I tell my kids don't count on Social Security, but using Social Security as an example, I don't think they're going to take that promise away. So they made the promise. They got to pay the money. There's only a few ways to pay the money. One is higher taxes. The other is deflate the currency. You know, there's only a few different things that can be done, but I think those promises are going to be kept. So I think taxes have to go up in the future. They have to go up. And if you look at the life cycle of most countries, you know, look across the pond, as they say, over to Europe, you know, the reason why taxes are higher in some of these European countries is because of their entitlement programs, the programs where promises have been made to the citizens. And, you know, look at the riots that happened in France when they tried to change the retirement age. I mean, it's, you know, people feel like they deserve those things. They were promised those things. So we've got to pay those things, and taxes are going to have to go up. So I'm counting on taxes going up in the future. I'm counting on doing any kind of planning I can do today, feeling like the longer I wait, the fewer options I'm going to have. And this is a huge part of the business that we do here at Johnson Brunetti on behalf of our clients, to make sure that not only are we trying to get a good investment rate of return and be real smart as far as the amount of risk we take with our portfolios as we manage our clients' retirement income, but making sure that they're not paying more than they need to in taxes.
You know, and here's a stat for you. It's kind of crazy. We're adding about $800 million an hour in new debt. We are paying about $2 billion a day in interest on that debt. And here's a stat for you, Joel. This is crazy. By 2053, the interest we're paying on the debt is going to be like over $5 trillion every month, something crazy like that. But, or maybe that's for the year. Hopefully that's a year. It can't be a month. But it's $5 trillion, and we're going to be paying more on the debt interest-wise than we do for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and our defense budget.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we've got to get this debt under control. I was listening to, a couple months back, Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, and, you know, he was calling for a few things that I actually liked some of the things he was saying. Don't want to get political here, but just he's talking about the polarization in our country and so on and so forth. And I didn't expect him to bring up the national debt, because it's not something that we're hearing a lot about right now, actually, or I don't think enough about. But he brought that up as one of the biggest threats to our country, is this national debt, that it's, you just can't keep running, spending more money than you take in. You could never do it as a household. How can we do it as a government? So, man, yeah, if we keep going at the rate we're going, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. And again, what does that mean? How does that come back to us? Because some of these things we feel like we don't have control, and it causes a lot of anxiety. And what can we do? Well, what we can do is we can make sure that our retirement planning, the way we're investing our money for either our future retirement or the retirement that we're in right now, the way we're investing that money is in a way that will create as many options and eliminate as many dangers as possible should things continue on the course that they're on. Because it's going to cost a lot more money to buy things. People are going to be taxed at a higher rate. That's going to change the environment that we purchase goods in. It's going to change the way our kids go to school, the way our government operates, and so on. And we've got to make sure that we've got control over what we can have control over, which is basically the way we plan and have a good financial plan for that retirement income, because it's all about retirement income.
So if you think about it, Joel Johnson started the team Johnson Brunetti in 2003. The debt clock, just over $6 trillion at that time. Now, we're over $34 trillion in debt as a nation. There's no kind of end in sight. So taxes are a huge part of what the team at Johnson Brunetti can do for you, planning for taxes. How do we get ahead of this certainly challenge that we're going to face? We're going to talk more about that when we come back. But here's your opportunity. If you'd like more information on are you paying too much in taxes, just text the word taxes to 800-705-1232. Just text the word taxes to 800-705-1232. And if you get it and you have questions, or if you just have questions, you actually want to just talk to somebody. Boy, I got some questions. I got some concerns about where I am, where we are on our retirement. It's 800-705-1232. No cost to you. Totally complimentary. 800-705-1232. Back with more of Money Wisdom with Joel Johnson right after this. Stay with us.
Turn your plans from yesterday into yes today. Don't put off your financial goals another day. Schedule your visit with the team at Johnson Brunetti at 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
What should be the number one concern for most retirees and pre-retirees looking for future financial stability? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives in the most efficient manner possible. With the many dangers surrounding Social Security and many pensions, most Americans have no income plan in place for when they decide to stop working. Many others don't even know if they'll be able to retire. Sitting down with a retirement planning specialist can make all the difference. You can put together a pension-style income plan that is guaranteed to bring you more financial security and income to life. Your initial consultation is free. Call 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
Welcome back to Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti and one of the team's founders, Joel Johnson, joining us today on the program. I'm Mark Elliott, 800-705-1232. If you'd like to find out more about where you are, that road to retirement, 800-705-1232. We're talking about taxes today. And Joel, this is one of, you know, I'm older than you, but we're in the same ballpark. But our grandparents basically retiring in the 60s, 70s, 80s, so right in that kind of time frame. And you think about it, they were going to retire with pensions, with Social Security. Income was not their challenge, and you get 15% on a CD because inflation was 17, 18%. But income was not their challenge, but they were going to retire to less taxes. And that's kind of the old adage. When you retire, you're going to pay less in taxes. Now, Joel, maybe we should, if we ever get to the age of 100, we should move to New Mexico so we don't have to pay any taxes anymore. They said, once you hit 100, no more taxes. That should be a federal law. I think I'm in favor of that.
That's a great idea. But you know what's going to happen is a lot of people with what's going on in the medical fields right now are going to start living past 100. So that'll be sunsetted just like some of the tax cuts that went through back in 2017.
And so the old adage of when you retire, you're going to pay less in taxes. Well, my thinking is our grandparents did not use IRAs, 401ks. Those, you know, IRA started in 1974, 401ks in 78, the Roth IRA in 1997, the Roth 401k in 1998. Those weren't tools for our grandparents. Those are today's tools for retirement, though. And it's kicking the can down the road when you keep deferring taxes. That's probably why a lot of folks might retire to paying even more in taxes in retirement.
Well, I agree with that. And just to add to the whole thing, now that we have these 401k and IRA balances, it also gives the opportunity for some people from a political standpoint to say, well, those people need to pay higher taxes because they were good savers. Because let's face it, folks, in this country, if you're a good saver, you know, a lot of times you're seen as somebody that, you know, doesn't deserve some of the things that other people that were irresponsible with money make. I mean, I don't need to get all political here, but it kind of is, right? It's the attitude of, you know, somebody that was irresponsible, didn't save money, lived beyond their means, didn't save anything, should be in a lower tax bracket or get certain breaks, and you should be penalized because you were responsible. And so it gives a little bit more opportunity for those folks that say that to go after your money that you sacrificed. You know, maybe you didn't send your kids to the elite school they could have gotten into because you were worried about the affordability. Maybe you didn't upgrade your house. Maybe you didn't upgrade your boat every 6 months. Maybe you didn't even have a boat. Maybe you didn't spend money like that because you wanted to make sure you were set and in good shape for retirement. And you didn't become a burden on anybody else. You don't need to be penalized for that. So not only do we have these IRAs and we've got these 401ks and other savings, but we've also got this potential environment where that's easy to attack. It's easy to attack from a tax standpoint. So we're in a different world than my grandparents were. My grandparents were in this world of it's just pension and Social Security and you're all set. And we're not in that world anymore. And so it's so much more important to pay attention to the types of accounts that you have, to how they're taxed today, how they're taxed in the future. And here's what most people miss. There are things you can do today to reduce your lifetime taxes. See, it's not about reducing my taxes this year. That would be nice. But it's about, if I reduce my taxes this year, does it mean I'm going to pay more taxes in the future? It's about looking at your lifetime, whether that's 20 or 30 year life expectancy, and saying, how do I minimize the tax over my life expectancy? Which sometimes means making some moves today. Maybe you pay a little bit more today, but you pay less in the future. It's just a different outlook. And we've got to have it because, again, Mark, just like you said, you know, back then there were just pensions and Social Security in our grandparents' years and even in my parents' years. And now we have these account balances and people are potentially going to be penalized for being good savers and being responsible.
A big part of the Money Map Retirement Review, certainly it starts with income. You can't retire without income. Then it's investment strategies. Are we taking too much risk, not enough risk? What about legacy planning? What about health care and long-term care planning? But a big part of the Money Map Retirement Review is taxes. Where are you on that, in that world of taxes? And what are the things maybe we could do? Maybe it's move some money into the Roth world. Everybody's situation is unique. We never on this program say, hey, you should do this or do that without talking to the team at Johnson Brunetti. By the way, that's 800-705-1232. But I think a lot of us think of taxes, Joel, every April, right? We've got to get our taxes prepared. Tax preparation is April. Tax planning, what Johnson Brunetti does, can you talk about the difference between tax preparation every April and tax planning looking down the road like your team does at Johnson Brunetti for your clients?
Well, absolutely. Tax preparation, and most professionals that prepare taxes, accountants, not all, but most, they sort of look at things in a defensive way. They look in the past, right? They say, okay, what happened last year? So let's say we're sitting here April of 2024. They're going to say, what happened in 2023? And how do I minimize taxes for the 2023 year, for this year that already happened? So they're looking back, right? How do I fill out the forms? How do I make sure I maximize all the deductions for things that already happened? It's not about let's change the things that happened, because you can't. They already happened. All right. Tax planning is looking forward. What do we have? Where are we taking our income from? How do we minimize taxes going forward? Because we can do something about the future. We can't do anything about the past. We can't change what happened in 2023 with our tax situation, with our income, with our IRAs, with our 401ks, with our pensions, with health insurance and things like that. But we can sure change the structure of many of those things going forward. So tax planning is future-based. That's where the money is. It's future-based. Tax preparing, having a professional make sure you minimize your taxes, tends to be past-based. Not always. Not all professionals. I have a wonderful CPA. They're future-based. We do planning all the time. At the end of last year, I did some gifting into a trust to minimize taxes. But see, that's future-based, right? I'm minimizing taxes for the future. We want to make sure that enrolled agent can give you good news in the future by coming to you and saying, hey, you know what? You're going to pay a lot less taxes than you did in previous years because of some moves that your financial advisor made. And that's where we come in. It's that future-based tax planning, that proactive tax planning.
So here's the deal. When you think about taxes, I want you to go back to 2003 when you started Johnson Brunetti. Are taxes a bigger issue for retirees in 2024 than they were in 2003 when you started the company? I'm guessing.
Absolutely.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely are, because I think people are more aware of taxes now than they were back then. As strange as that sounds, because people say, well, people are always aware of taxes, but I think they're much more aware now of how taxes affect retirement income. I think taxes are a conversation that's in the front of our politics all the time now, and so it's a bigger issue. But also remember, if you were retiring in 2003, you had a higher probability of getting a pension than you do today. And so the more you have to rely on your own savings to get your retirement income, the more taxes become a factor that you can control. And if you don't do the right thing, you're going to pay more. And if you do the right thing, you're going to pay less. Where, you know, if you retired in 2003 and you were getting a pension and Social Security, you don't have a lot of control over how those things get taxed. So it is a bigger issue today than it was before. But also, I think the dollar isn't going as far today as it did back then. We've got inflation. We've got uncertain political environments where not only taxes might go up, but different policies might cause the cost of certain goods to go up. And so we've got to get control of this tax situation. You know, that's why we offer that sit down with you, that one-on-one visit where you come in. We talk about whatever you want to talk about. This is your agenda. We'll talk about taxes. We'll talk about investment return. We'll talk about the biggest concern retirees have, which is, am I going to run out of money? You know, if you're like many retirees, you're asking the question, do I have enough to support the lifestyle I want for the rest of my life? And that's a big factor in your peace of mind and your health, not just physically, but also mentally in retirement. So we'll talk about those things. So we offer that Money Map Retirement Review. It's that time to come in, sit down with a professional here at Johnson Brunetti. Most of our advisors are certified financial planners. We will sit down with you. We will go through your situation. We'll give you an opinion on it. You be the judge whether you want to work with us or not. Most people don't become clients. That's okay. We're here to serve you and to serve the community that we've been in now for over 20 years. And if you want to become a client, if you want us to work with you, that's great. But if you don't, that's perfectly all right. If you want a copy of that book, the number's the same. So you can text book or visit to 1-800-705-1232. What's the book? The book's called The Money Map. It's about our unique process here at Johnson Brunetti, how to help you with your finances. 1-800-705-1232. 705-1232. Text now. You can call now. And again, if you want to visit, just text VISIT. If you want the book, text the word BOOK to 1-800-705-1232. We look forward to serving you this year.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Information presented on this show is for educational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Insurance products offered through JN Financial LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the UConn Huskies athletic program. This show is a paid placement.